Hello, everyone, and welcome to ESIB's Global Economy Podcast. My name is Fredrik Eriksson, and usually you are probably listening to me or one of my colleagues talking on this podcast about all the different subjects that we used to cover on international trade, on regulation, or perhaps what is going to happen to European competitiveness. But today we're actually doing a special episode because ESIB is about to launch a new podcast, and a podcast that we are really excited about, which is designed for Spanish-speaking and Latin American audiences. And today I am joined by two of my colleagues who are involved in this project, and that Oscar Guinea and Renata Silli. Welcome both.
Hi, Frederick. Thank you.
Hi, Frederick. Thanks.
So you have to excuse my bad Spanish here, but Sin Arancel de Por Medio is the name of it. And when I heard it first time, Renata, is that a Spanish recipe or Latin American recipe for something you cook and eat?
Well, first of all, let me say that it was a perfect Spanish accent, but from Spain. No? Like in Mexico, we pronounce it a bit different. But no, it's not a food recipe. Actually, arancel, well, Oscar might say arancel, but here in Mexico, we say, in whole Latin America, we say arancel. It means tariffs. No, it means tariff, which it's actually interesting because arancel comes from the Arabic, no? It was imported to Spanish. So as many other words, apparently there are like more than 4,000 words from Arabic that are merged into modern Spanish. So arancel is one of those, which it's used specifically for naming export or import tariffs. So although tarifa is also used in Spanish, like in the trade world, we commonly use arancel to denote the specific international trade import taxes or export taxes.
All right.
So arancel is that. It means tariffs. Yeah.
So if you would say tariff man in Spanish, then would it be sort of arancel hombre or tarifa hombre or...
Yeah, hombre arancel.
Okay.
El hombre arancel.
So that's yeah. Mr. Trump for you in a Spanish-speaking country then.
Exactly. And actually, I think it when he says that it is the most beautiful word ever invented, written, I think it sounds better in Spanish, honestly, arancel. So it has more flavor.
All right.
But the podcast, it's called Sin Arancel de Por Medio. The literally translation would be no tariffs in the way, which means like in this moment, in this crucial moment, it's important because that's the whole conversation around imposing tariffs. So we consider that we should be part and contribute to the discussion of why it matters to have a more free and open trade.
Excellent. And Oscar, new podcast. What is it all about?
So if our podcast was a TV show, it will be a telenovela, right? It will be a soap opera. And the main character of our show is a family. And this family is the Latin American countries. There are also secondary roles, supporting characters that play a vital part in what happens to this family and how they get along. There is a grumpy neighbor, Mr. US, a close but sometimes arrogant Miss Europe.
Is that the equivalent of the drunken uncle who appears on Christmas Eve to pester the sort of excitement and community in the rest of the family?
Everyone can make their own assessments and take these characters to their own families and so on. So we have Mr. US, we have Miss Europe, and we also have the new kid on the block, Mr. China. And the plot of the podcast revolves around how the actions from these neighbors impact the Latin American family of countries and how each country reacts. We have a diverse cast of actors. We have brothers like Brazil and Argentina, pretty different, but still brothers. leading characters like Mexico, sometimes at odds with Mr. US, and an array of smaller but really interesting personalities, from Chile to El Salvador. And as you said, Frederick, the podcast will be recorded in Spanish. And as Renata said, it will be in two accents, so in Mexican and Castilian. So if you're interested in Latin America and the global economy, if you are a Spanish speaker, or if you fancy improving your Spanish, listen to our podcast.
Very good. I think I belong to that certain category of wanting to improve my Spanish. But Renata, so what are you going to do on the podcast? Who are going to be the guests? What are you going to talk about?
Well, we have a number of guests ranging from policymakers, people from the academia, persons that are involved in local communities. So we plan to interview a lot of persons that are connected with what's going on in Latin America. So to have either both a local and an international perspective, we're going to, our first podcast is about the relationship between the EU and Mexico, for instance. And we're going to also explore regional approaches, but also how the global economy impacts different countries in Latin America. And of course, I cannot say that it was any sort of bias why we chose Mexico as the first episode. It was a plainly decision, democratic decision to start with Mexico. No one influenced on that. But yeah, it is going to be about Latin America, but also how it connects to the international economy.
Mm. And just let me say, to complement Renata's point, that if you are one of these experts and you are listening to this podcast, get in touch with us. We'll love to hear from you and to know about your work and see how can we broadcast and amplify the impact of that work in our podcast.
Mm. And I suppose there isn't a coincidence that we are releasing a new podcast series at this point in time. We have Latin America becoming much more consequential, of course, for global economic, global political developments. You mentioned that community of, or the family with Mr. and Mrs. US, China, and Europe being part of the family too. Is Latin America becoming a region which is sort of necessary to understand in a much better way in order for us to grasp broader shifts in geopolitics and the global economy?
I think it is. And excuse my metaphor for what I'm going to say, but I feel that it's Latin America is in general like a child, and Mom and Dad are fighting against each other. Mom or Dad, whoever you want, United States or China, I don't know who would be the mother or the father. But we feel that we are caught in that discussion. And it's curious because Latin America, it's always thought to be like a homogeneous region, while in the reality is that some countries are more prone to trade with China than others to the United States. And that's part of the transition in the global economy for the last decades. So when if we cannot decide which side we want to take, because at the end of the day, even though some are more leaning to China, let's say the countries of the Southern Cone, at the same time, we're in the same hemisphere of United States. And that also involves regional security concerns. So we need to be very careful as a region. And I think part of the podcast is also to try to disentangle the differences between countries within Latin America and to see their own perspectives. Because like any other regions in the world, this rivalry contest or the euphemism you want to use for your interpretation of between United States and China, I think in Latin America and the in coming years, it's going to be very much present.
Hmm. And may it also be the other way around, that perhaps We also need to have a better understanding about Europe in Latin America. I would imagine if I was sitting in, say, Brasilia or in Buenos Aires or in Santiago or anywhere really, and I am looking at this new shiny trade agreement that the EU and Mercosur countries have agreed, and then I would hear that, nope, this and that country in Europe is not going to ratify it. They don't like it, even if they've gone through this turbulent process of trying to negotiate it. So it must be difficult to understand Europe and how sort of in the mysterious ways that Europe also works.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, so we have, what is the, if we were the BBC, our ethos will be to inform, educate, and entertain. And this is what we want to do, right? And we want to do that across the Atlantic. And given the array of regulations, the array of procedures that there are in Europe, and how difficult it seems to be to pass something like an agreement like the EU-Mercosur or the modernization of the EU-Mexico agreement, there is a lot of explanations that we have to offer. And that is definitely a value of the podcast.
Very good. And we should also say that the podcast, of course, will be available on all the types of places where you find podcasts in the modern world. And of course, also on ESAB's website. And we will also make sure that there are summaries and transcriptions coming in other languages, too. So even if one like me isn't a Spanish speaker, there will be opportunities to learn about what type of conversations that goes on. But finally, and turning to you, Oscar, what do you think people should expect from this podcast? You said the BBC version of inform, educate, and entertain, but anything more than that? Is it, are you going to talk to Latin American musicians, or is it only policymakers, or what are you going to do?
We are going to invite a lot of experts. I know some are tired of experts, but we are not. So diplomats, academics, researchers working in think tanks, professionals from international organizations. And in the next episodes, we'll cover topics such as US trade policy, security, drugs, the EU-Mercosur, the EU-Mexico, the Argentinian economy, and how the reforms by the Milei government whether they are working or not, and what are the changes they're making in the Argentinian economy. Basically, our focus is, as I said at the beginning, with this kind of modern family analogy, is Latin America, but also how the rest of the world impact the region. So basically, if you're a student, if you're a professional, a civil servant, just genuinely curious about and wanted to learn more about Latin America, I mean, this is the podcast for you.
And also, may I add that it's also going to be available on Substack. We are going to create a Substack specifically for our audience, and in which we will include other additional recommendations, book recommendations, and other interesting things that will complement the podcast. So I encourage also our listeners to subscribe to Sin Arancel de Por Medio podcast in Substack, and also, of course, in all other social media.
Very good. Thank you very much, Renata and Oscar, who are going to be involved in leading this new podcast, which is Sin Arancel de Por Medio, as Renata just mentioned. I'm looking forward to both listening to it, which I will make a serious effort and polish up my little Spanish knowledge, but otherwise I'm going to read the transcripts for it. Thank you.
Muchas gracias.
Gracias.
Hola, bienvenidos a Sin Arancel de Por Medio, el nuevo podcast en español de ECIPE. ECIPE es un think tank o centro de investigación con sede en Bruselas, dedicado al análisis de políticas económicas internacionales, desde el comercio y la globalización hasta la economía digital y el desarrollo tecnológico. Mi nombre es Óscar Guinea y soy economista en ECIPE.
Y yo soy Renata Sili, investigadora de ECIPE. En cada episodio analizaremos los temas de coyuntura en la economía y la política internacional, con invitados expertos, líderes políticos y académicos de diferentes países y trayectorias. Vamos a hablar de acuerdos de libre comercio, de seguridad, de integración económica, de migración y sobre todo de política y políticos.
Nuestro interés es entender el impacto de las políticas globales en América Latina y los acontecimientos económicos, políticos y sociales que suceden sin descanso en la región.
Suscríbete a Sin Arancel de por medio en Apple Podcast o Spotify.